What's up, y'all? What it do? Come on in, come on through. It's your favorite host, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul, and I just hope that you're having the most amazing day. Welcome back to the village. Welcome back. And if you are new, welcome in. Y'all, take your shoes off. You know what I'm saying? Grab the bleezy, the cheesy, whatever, okay? I just want to tell you guys, because I know that a lot of y'all have been going through the same things that I've been growing through as well. You know, some uncomfortable growing pains, you know, when you were younger. Well, for my taller people, you know, when you were younger and you started growing, your legs started getting longer and all that stuff, you know, knee problems started happening and, you know, growing pains. Some of y'all are going through pains of, you know, wondering, you know, damn, why so-and-so like switch up on me like that? Why such and such, you know, lie to me? You know, why such and such acting funny? Why do they feel, why does our relationship feel different? Or why didn't this job opportunity work out? Or why this or why that? And I'm just here to tell you guys today that the Most High heard the things that you didn't hear. When your name was being discussed in rooms that your feet have never walked in, the Most High was listening to all of that. I always like to tell you guys that the rejection is for your protection, and I mean that. You didn't get that job for a reason. There is something better. That relationship, that friendship didn't work out for a reason. A lot of y'all, even myself, I'll see things in certain people, and then I'll be like, well, you know what I'm saying. I can't just be judgmental. I can't do this. I can't, you know what? No. Allow people to come and go as they're supposed to. Nothing, everything and everyone is free. It might hurt a little to lose people for, you know, a season or even a lifetime. They could still, you know, high and by. You ain't gonna have no beef or nothing like that. I have people that I don't talk to and hang out with anymore, but you know what I'm saying? It ain't no beef. I don't eat red meat. Anyways, but for real though, it's very important that we understand this, because it hurts sometimes to let people go. It hurts sometimes to sit here and be alone. For these past few years, I spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours on days, on weeks, months. In my spare time, spending time with me, becoming my best friend, loving on myself, figuring out the best ways to advance in my craft. You have to realize that certain things happen for a reason. And then when you finally come out of what you've grown through, those pains, you know, when you finally start stretching and you finally start branching out, you finally start making moves and, you know, getting your mental together and, you know, changing your paradigm, healing yourself, you'll look up one day and you're gonna realize, wow, I have amazing people surrounding me that support me and love me. Wow, I have genuine people that are willing to get it out the mud with me and not judge me for who I am or what I've been through, or, you know, my rough patches that I'm working on. One day you wake up and you realize these things. So I really want you guys to know and understand that sometimes we have to release. Sometimes we have to let go. Sometimes it's just for a season, you know? But at the same time, sometimes it's not. And also remember that if somebody shows you their true colors, allow them to paint that picture. Don't try to change it. It's not, no, it ain't you. You can't. That's them. Take people for how you see them and not who they have the potential to be. That's why a lot of people get their heart broke, or they spend years and years in relationships and friendships that are not even meant to be. Your friend done showed you her true colors about 5 times when she blasted you on the internet when you pissed her off. Talking about how you parent, talking about how you're, how you don't clean, talking about how you and your baby mama, your homeboy, talking about how you and your baby mama this and that, and putting your business out there, talking your business in the street. They done showed you who they were multiple times, and you still forgave them because you're comfortable with them, because they know your deepest, darkest secrets. But they saw and heard the things that you didn't. I used to wonder why, you know what I'm saying, certain people will always, you know what I'm like, cap on certain things, or, you know, we would make plans, or we were supposed to do something, and then they just don't show up, or they don't. It's because they were not meant. When you're a child of God, when you're a divine one, when you're chosen, you're highly favored, things happen so that certain people cannot be in your energetic field. Everybody can't be in a field with you. Certain people could be in the field with you, you turn around and they stab you in the back, and then hug you and make sure you're okay, and then, you know, y'all get back cool, and then they do that shit again to the point where you can't even walk no more. I know that sounds a little bit drastic, but I'm serious. Care about yourself more. And for those of y'all that are the friends that have been let go of or walked away from because of things that you have done, or, you know, habits that you may have or may not have, it's also your time to grow. There is no hate or anything like that. It's always love. We have to spread more love in this world, but it's your time to grow too. It's your time to do reflection. If you notice that, you know, everybody's always walking away, everybody's always, you know, telling you that it's, you know, certain things you need to grow in certain aspects or whatever it may be, it might be time to actually look at those things and see what you can do to help yourself, what you can do to better yourself. It's okay to be alone. It's actually really great to sit the hell down and be alone sometimes. Also, if you pray a lot, and by the way, if you haven't been praying daily throughout the day, or, you know, have some sort of prayer time, you need to start praying. It's very important to build a relationship with spirit. It's more important than a relationship with mankind or with humans. It'll attract the right energy to you. Okay, I'm gonna just go ahead and be transparent. So, like, I had a, you know, somebody that I'm cool with. Now it's from a distance because, you know, it's just, that's better for me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I would notice little things like time management skills being off, you know, for things that are important, like going to get a bag, you know, or and then when they were late for things, it was always, oh my gosh, yeah, such and such happened and this and this. And it was never just self-accountability, and it would happen over and over and over again. But, you know, I would let shit slide. And then, you know, also one day, you know, we had plans. I had a show, and this person, they were supposed to come, and then it ended up being like a 420 event. It ended up being a 420 event in Austin, Texas. And, you know, the person, you know, last minute was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go spend time with, you know, somebody that's very important in their life, that they're working on healing things with. So I was like, okay, you know, cool. Do what you got to do, you know? And I ended up, you know, having to go alone. And I was actually with my son, So I was like, you know, when I thought about it, when I pulled up, they had pulled up to get something. And I realized, I was like, oh, okay, like, you know, you're going to the place that we discussed earlier. In my head, that's what I'm saying. I just didn't say anything because I'm an intuitive. I receive downloads and I listen to God when he tells me stuff, you know. So I was like, oh, have fun, you know. And they were like, oh, nah, I'm finna go, I'm not going. I'm just going to such and such, such and such, you know, with their family member. And I was like, oh, okay. So, mind you guys, I don't deal well with lying. Because I feel like if you lie to me, you'll steal from me. I feel like if you lie to me, you'll set me up. But, you know, I know that some people have a hard time with certain things, and me having the big heart, I let it go. You know what I'm saying? A few days later, they was like, oh yeah, no, I didn't go. And then, let me tell y'all, and this is just literally a friend, like a homegirl. And then a couple weeks later, she slipped up and said, oh yeah, when I had went to such and such, and I feel like she caught herself. And that's when I really knew. It like, you know, what's done in the dark comes to the light. And it's not like she had to lie to me. You know, it was a lie over something stupid. You know, we had prior arrangements for you to support me. And then you went, you know, and, you know, you wanted to go get high. And that's fine. Have a great time. But I blew it off and I let it go, you know? And then that was the second strike. And mind you, these are things that I'm just keeping to myself, you know? I've already spoken on, you know, being how important time management is for me. And, you know, I treat my friendships the way I treat my relationships. Lover relationships, not platonic. Because once I see a red flag or something that I don't like, I'm gonna speak on it. And if you can't fix it, or there's other things that keep popping up, I know that God is showing me something. So I had previously spoken on the time management. And mind you, this has happened like weeks and weeks and weeks ago, y'all. So this has been past. So I had already spoken on the time management and, you know, little things in between that had, you know, whatever. And something happened. It was the last straw. Because I literally was... I was in such a tough spot at that time, bro. And you know, I'm a single mother. I don't have time to play when I'm counting on certain things so I can make certain things happen. You know? Certain things I need in my house to be fixed. I ain't got no man around the house and I don't got no landlord. So, that being said, I got, you know what I'm saying? Certain things need to shake so that other things can shake and my child's well-being and everything can be comfortable. I'm not going back to starving, you know? I'm not going back to having my lights turned off. Do y'all know how that felt for me? And that's a conversation from a long time ago that I have to discuss. When you see signs, when you see things that make you feel the feeling of going backwards, this is a really great and amazing person. But it was certain things that just made it non-negotiable, you know? Like, they are really amazing. But even the fact of not being able to sit, not being able to relax, having to chase a bag, I'm not here for that. And I want to be around people that are past that as well. You know, I used to be chase a bag, 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 get money, get money, get money. But now it's like I'm at a point in my life where I don't want to be living the fast, rushed life. I don't want to be doing business, you know, and not having the time to sit down with my family, my child, the husband that I'm preparing for, the husband that I am aligning myself and healing myself for. I want to be able to, and I will be able to, and I am able to enjoy life and relax and attract my abundance, attract my wealth, attract my opportunities. Do y'all feel what I'm saying? Like, this was a really amazing friend, you know, great at listening, you know, ready to step, ready to get a bag, ready, you know, just a great spirit, great worker, great person. But it was just things that I wasn't able to get jiggy with, you feel me? And to this day, like, you know, I would still speak to this person and, you know, I would, if they needed some help with something, like, I would still help them. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it was just, for me, lying is something that it breaks my heart. Because I've been through a lot of things, family, and it kind of makes my eye twitch type shit. Like, what you lying to me for, you know? And now I don't know if you'll lie to me about anything else, or have you, you know? You know? And I would never tell anybody this person's name or anything like that, because it ain't nobody's motherfucking business. I have plenty of people, so nobody would ever guess. But I want you guys to realize that, you know, it's okay to let people go, you know, even if it feels so great. Like, this person is a really great person. Like, a really great person. And maybe we'll align in the future. I don't know. You know, it might not be the season. They might, you know, not be ready for, you know, my type of friendship. But, you know, do know, family, that when you let go, oh, I see a hummingbird. Wow. When you allow people to be released into the universe, you know, to continue on to their journey, you know, without hate, without bashing, without shit talking, you know, embarrassing, any of that stuff. When you allow that to happen, you also attract in people that vibrate at a higher level. And that are also able to, you know, relate to you in a different way, you know, like a deeper connection, a deeper match, it feels like, you know, just more bonds, you know, when you release certain things, you're bringing more. I know that this is a little long, and I think y'all that are still here, I really do appreciate y'all. But being able to also learn how to trust, because you can attract in people that are great, and they're great people just like you. We have to understand that not everybody in the world ain't shit, you feel me? Like, not everybody in the world steals from their friends. Not everybody in the world lies to their friends. Not everybody in the world bashes their friends to other people online after a friendship breakup, or a marriage breakup, or a boyfriend-girlfriend breakup. Not everybody is the same way. Not everybody is unable to do great business with you. not everybody is going to leave you hanging. You know, not everybody is going to embarrass you, or whatever could have happened in your previous business partnerships or lover relationships or best friendships or family members. Honey, because some of y'all got some narcissist mamas, daddies, uncles, aunties, brothers, sisters, whatever, jealousy, all type of that stuff. And you think because it's blood, the fuck, that's some liquid, baby. What the hell? Sorry, excuse my language. Damn. Oh, dang. I'm trying to change. Ooh, I said the C word. I'm doing my push-ups. Oh my goodness, that was funny. But for real, okay? Y'all feel me though. Y'all get it. This message might not be for everybody, but I know for a fact in my heart, my spirit, my soul, that it's for somebody, because of the simple fact of I don't get on here and just talk about the stuff that is going on in my life or that has happened, you know, recently. This message is for somebody, and if it's you, know that the person or the people that you're releasing, the friends, the family, whatever the heck opportunity it might be, there's something else that's going to happen. There's somebody else that's going to walk into your life, but you need to be healing though in the in-between phases. You need to be healing in the in-between phases. I had people that I expected to be in my life today, you know what I'm saying? And it didn't happen. Like, I even met this guy at the end of 2021, and I thought he was so thorough. I thought he was from head to toe, like everything aligned, I thought. But then at the same time, it was little things that I noticed too. And then I realized, oh shit, child. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, you might have wasted a lot of time over here. But at the same time, I am grateful. I'm grateful, you know? Not even a lot of time. Like, we wasn't dating or nothing like that. It was just, yeah. But then you start meeting other people. As of last week, I officially decided, okay, I'm going to start getting into the dating pool. Y'all, I ain't been on dating pool in a long time. But the type of people that I am attracting, because of the type of people that I was able to release, because they no longer serve the greater good of my life, and I learned the lessons, and I'm not going to keep bumping into the same walls in different bodies. You feel me? And so because of the simple fact that now I know I can release, because God is always going to have something better, baby. Yes, he is. Okay. And in a better form, not just saying physically, but physically too, honey. Sheesh. I had to wipe my forehead on that one. They always come with more value, more knowledge, more opportunity, more of a deeper, more fulfilling relationship, even give and take, more of a even I pour, you pour, and your water is not toxic. Your water is not gonna, you know, make me a little off balance over here. You feel me? Drop a 333 in the comments if you're on YouTube listening to this on playback, honey. And if you're listening on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, all of that, go ahead and screenshot this for me and drop that good 333 on your story and tag me. Because what? Facebook, whatever you at, wherever you at, it's that season. You're going to be attracting so many great opportunities. You're going to be attracting so many great people. You're going to be attracting so many new vibes and feelings and forms of love. But you have to remember that in between releasing, you need to be healing. Pray, talk out loud, ask for what you want. You need to be asking for wisdom and knowledge and the ability to trust, because it is not easy to trust them when you meet them. It's gonna feel too good to be true because we're so used to people that ain't shit. I'm sorry. No. I don't mean that. Not ain't shit, but, you know, used to attracting people that like doing toxic things. You know, they like doing unhealthy things. That's more, should I say that? That don't mean they ain't shit. It just means they are more entertained by the drama and the gossip and the toxicity. You know, some toxic things is cool. Like, you know, choke a nigga a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But not to want to hurt each other and all types of other things, okay? It's going to be difficult to trust. You be like, nah, this is a little uncomfortable. This is a little boring because y'all used to, you know? No arguing. No. Go ahead, because I don't argue. I'm not arguing with a damn nobody. Understand it. Know it, okay? You deserve it. That's what we have to start training our minds to realize. Repetition is needed. You actually, in real life, you do deserve somebody that healthily loves you. You do deserve friends that give you your space. You do deserve business opportunities that are giving you a company car, a gas card, health insurance, life insurance, paying you $5,000 plus a month. Benefits for your kids, okay? Whatever it is that you really truly want, you do deserve an investor to all of a sudden just want to invest in your business because they keep seeing your work. You do gotta do the work though. So in between releasing these people or these circumstances, you have to be loving on yourself, telling yourself what you deserve, journaling what hurt you, do some meditation, do some yoga, balance your chakras. If you guys need me to drop the chakra episodes, I'm going to be looping those back around too. Stay tuned. Make sure you're tapped in and listening and applying. I hope that you guys were taking notes with your blue pens today. This was a good one, 818, if that resonates with anybody. This message was definitely for you. Tell somebody about this, because not only do we need to help ourselves, but we need to be able to help others with an open heart, okay? I'm learning that too, because it gets scary after you done, you know, did so much for people. I know, okay? I know how y'all feel. I understand. I get it. But we can't let our hearts be hardened, and we can't change ourselves, 808. We can't change ourselves, okay? We're meant to be loving beings. Love overrules all. We just think it doesn't, and it shows outside that it doesn't, because people talk more about the bitter baby mamas and baby daddies and bad friendships and things more than they applaud their spouses for the good things, more than they talk about the great things that their friends do, or, you know, make uplifting them in great ways. If you're going to be on social media, you should use it for the greater good. I know, y'all, it seems a little bit more boring, but it's still fun. You feel me, so? I love you guys, and I thank y'all for listening and being here with me. Those that are still locked in, shout out to the gang. Okay. Thank you guys. You can, you know, take a deep breath in through your nose. And blow out the pain, the worries, the disappointment, the fear through your mouth. Love y'all. Have an amazing day. Tomorrow we are in Austin, Texas, June 24th. We are in Austin, Texas. You need to be there. You need to be in the room. You do not want to miss this. Okay, this event is about to go stupid. And you don't need to come by. Don't come by yourself either. You need to come and have told about 10, 20 people about this. This is the networking event to remember. We got seafood. Okay, we have investors, we got daiquiris, we got Jamaican food all the way from California, yay, California, yay. Okay, we have Eddie's 420 friendly treats. We got some pre-rolls for y'all. We have A&R reps. We have engineers, producers, videographers, photographers, models, public influencers from TikTok with over 100K. Like, I don't got 100K, baby. I don't know how she did that. But she's beautiful and she's willing to collaborate with you, just like these amazing, beautiful models out of Central Texas, out of Houston, Dallas, Austin. We got some artists from Ohio, New York, Waco, Houston, Killeen, Texas in the motherfucking building, Austin, Texas. Y'all gotta be there. Come out and network. We got some people that are into cryptos, Airbnb information. Stop playing with it. We doing this for real. Tell them I said it. You feel me? I love you guys. Thank you so much for tapping in. And I hope you have an amazing, amazing day. I love it here and I love you. Tell somebody you're grateful for them today. You never know whose life that you might save, okay? Make a difference. Peace out.